The first reading today, St. Paul tells us that we did not receive a spirit of slavery, a spirit of bondage leading us back into fear, but rather a spirit of sonship through which we have freedom. And he tells us that because of this, therefore, we can call out Abba, Father. The problem is that that's a minor mistranslation. Abba means daddy. In English, father tends to be a very formal term. Most of us probably don't talk to our dads and call them father. Yeah, if we're asked, what's your father's name, we know what that means. But in a relationship, we probably don't say, father, can I talk to you for a moment? We say, dad, can I talk to you? That's what this is. Little Jewish kids call their dads Abba. That's a relational term. Father, yeah, it's relational, but it's not the way we usually use it. And so that's where in English we need to make that distinction, to be able to recognize what God is telling us. He has made us his children, his own sons and daughters. This isn't a formal legal relationship. This is a relationship of charity. He loves us because we are his own children. Again, look at what happened here. Because we are baptized, every single person on the face of the earth, whether they're baptized or not, is made in the image and likeness of God. Every single one. Every single person has immense dignity because they're made in the image and likeness of God. But you and I are baptized. Because we are baptized, we are members of Jesus Christ. And as members of our blessed Lord, we are therefore sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father. We have a relationship with the Lord. Not just that we have this immense dignity being made in His image and likeness, which we do have. We have been elevated now to a supernatural level of acting and being so that we are literally and truly the children of God. If we are in the state of grace, we share his life, which is sanctifying grace. We participate in the divine nature because we are children of God. We have a human nature that we've received from our parents. We have a divine nature that we have received from God in baptism. And so the important thing here to recognize is that when we think about God as our Heavenly Father, and indeed He is, and we need always, always, always to make sure that we maintain that proper reverence. We don't want to be stupid and arrogant and flippant and, you know, just talk to Him as though He's not God. But at the same time, we need to make sure that we aren't approaching Him with great fear and so on, because He's our dad. He loves us. He doesn't want us being scared of Him. Yeah, we want to have that reverential or filial fear of God. That is, we love Him so much we do not want to offend Him in any way, which includes treating Him in a way that is beneath who He is. And that's what being flippant would be. We don't want to be doing that. But at the same time, we need to make sure that we recognize what He is calling us to. He wants us to be in a relationship with Him. And that relationship is one of love. And love, remember, is expressed in service. And so we serve Him. Not because we are slaves, not because we're being forced or required, because we're not. Because we have chosen freely to love God. He loves us. That means He serves us. And He does. And because we love Him, we in turn serve Him. But it's out of charity. That's the part, again, that we have to get our disposition turned in the proper way, to have the kind of relationship to which God is calling us. Again, just that one word, And what's interesting, remember, back in the 1980s, there was a group that I guess would call themselves scholars. It was asinine, but anyway, they were going literally through the New Testament, word by word, with the question of which words here actually came from Jesus. And there were four different colors. They literally had piles of tiddlywinks in front of them, and they passed around a coffee can. And if you think that Jesus spoke this word, put the red one in. If you think that he might have said this, put the orange one in. If you think that he probably didn't, put the green one in. And if you think that he absolutely didn't, put the red one in, or the black one. When the entire New Testament was done, well, all four Gospels, I guess, at that point, one word they decided Jesus actually spoke. I mean, these are people with PhDs, right? They're brilliant. They know better than the rest of us. So the inspired word of God that tells us Jesus said that, well, I guess he didn't. Because these guys voted with their tiddlywinks and decided he said one entire word out of the entire Bible, and that was the word Abba, because that is so extreme from what anybody could ever imagine that no one other than God himself would be able to tell us to do this. So even these people who are denying Scripture in essence, even though they call themselves Scripture scholars, even they had to admit only the Lord could actually tell us to do this. Only God would use this term because no human being would have the audacity to do it. And so if even these guys can see that far, we need to recognize it. And it's not just the word, it's what it means relationally. So that's what God is asking of us, to enter into this kind of relationship, a parental and child kind of relationship, a relationship of love, one where it's each one seeking only the good of the other, each serving the other out of love. That's what he's looking for. That's what he is already doing for us. Now he's asking us to do that for him. Again, not to be scared, not to be afraid, you don't have to do that. You can approach your own dad, I hope, with peace, with confidence, with trust, knowing he's not going to reject you, knowing he's not going to fly off the handle. Maybe some of us had dads that weren't that way, and so we are afraid. But that's where we then have to be able to work with that in prayer and come to our Heavenly Father with that right disposition of humility and of charity, but with the heart open to receive his love, so that we can love him in return. So understand, when he tells us, and he's the one that told us, St. Paul used the same word as we heard in the first reading, but it's Jesus himself who told us to call God Abba. That was the relationship Jesus has with his Heavenly Father. We are members of Jesus Christ. It is the relationship that he wants us to have with our Heavenly Father.